boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Where in the world did Those Girls in the Afternoon take their weekly field trip today? Weekly. She's not wrong. Well, especially when it gets nice out, we do be leaving the office.
Hey, now, we are wise when we do this, because we're like, let's just take work on the road.
100%.
Now, I don't work while I drive, but you work on the side, and we talk, and we work, and...
And then we support...
Killing birds with one stone.
Yeah, we support whatever local thing's going on. So today, we went and checked out Food Truck Thursday with the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival, and had ourselves some delicious Thai food. Now, what always seems to happen is Destiny thinks I'm her sugar mommy, and, you know, air quotes, forgets her wallet.
I did.
We get out of the car, and she's like, I swear I had my wallet. And maybe they'll take Apple Pay. And I'm like, dude, I don't care. Like, it's fine. You'll either pay me back, or you can get
the next
week's field trip, okay? But you always pay me back because you, my God, do not have Venmo still.
I never will.
You Apple Cash me, which is fine. It's still money. However, I will tell you that when you Apple Cash me, you are enabling me to make bad decisions.
Like what?
I don't have, like, maybe there is a way and I just don't have it set up on my phone. I like Venmo because I can just transfer it to my bank account. My Apple Cash just sits on my phone.
Yeah, I don't know how to transfer it to your bank. So I use what I discovered a couple weeks ago is that you can use it at the gas pump.
Okay, I could
so
do
I
that.
Do like that.
Well, I don't do that. I wish I could. I would just transfer it to my bank account, but instead, I stay up late at night and I scroll on, you know, Amazon or whatever,
TikTok
shop, and then I buy something with my Apple Cash because it's just like. Pay with Apple Cash. I'm like, well, shoot, Destiny paid me $40. I'm going to spend that here because it's not real money now. It just lives on my phone. It's not real money. So because we got Thai food today, I'm going to order something stupid tonight probably.
Well, you only have $19. So I had
40 because I clearly had something sitting in there from last time you paid me.
Oh, my God. Now you can get your Labaloo or whatever it's
my Laboo-boo.
Your Laboo-boo.
You might have just funded that for me. See, it's bad, but it's great.
So you can get the stupid thing, the Lubaloo or the Boo-boo-boo, whatever it's called.
I'll let you know what I end up deciding on. It will be dumb, though.
The Lubaloo, whatever it's
the
called.
The Laboo-boo.
Thank you. You know what job I don't think I'm qualified whatsoever?
What's that?
I don't know what their title is, but they're the people that are in, like, court cases, and they're, like, tip-tap typing away about, like, what's going on, who said what, or whatever it may be.
Court stenographer, I think is how you say that. I just Googled it.
That's, first off, the title alone is too smart.
The court reporter.
So I already know I can't do it. But I realized today that I am not in anywhere qualified. I know they have to do so many tests before they can even get into the courtroom. Like, yeah. You have to do all those tests on the machine, right? I'm in a meeting today with several people. We're working with the Freedom Festival, and we're just talking about logistics for an event, okay? And I'm trying to take notes because I do, like, the event planning, right? And I'm like, y'all are going too fast. Slow it down. I'm, like, scribbling. I'm trying to make arrows because I don't know where I'm at right there in that moment. And then I'd be like, I'm sorry, what did you say? Where's the car parking? And I can't keep up. My hand doesn't go fast enough.
Well,
and I know in the court it's typing.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you type? You type fast.
I thought about bringing my laptop, but I feel like whether I was using my laptop or my hand, I feel like I'm the same pace. It's like I need to go through, like, training of some sort to get myself to be faster. It always reminded me of, like, in high school or even in college when the teacher had, like, the PowerPoint presentation. Yep. And you were supposed to take notes. I could never keep up. And she'd be like, okay, moving on. And I'm like, I only got one sentence down.
I can't tell you how many college professors I had that really thought they ate with, oh, no laptops are allowed. And you're like, okay, I get it, because maybe I learn more when I write, but I can't. You're going too fast. I can't. My hand is cramping. I can't write that fast.
My wrist is not as fast as you think it can be.
I don't. It's just, it's not worth it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I kind of love how going to concerts has evolved over the last couple of years, and people really like dress up for the vibe of the artist that they're going to. Shout out Taylor Swift, honestly, I feel like is where this started with the Eras Tour, but move over, Swifties. There's another artist who's taking over dressing up for their concerts, and that's Pitbull.
Tell me we're wearing bald caps.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell me. Yeah. I'm going. I didn't know it, but now I know. I'm going to a Pitbull concert just so I can do that.
He's on tour, by the way. He is international right now, but this isn't like a totally new concept. People putting on bald caps and sunglasses and then like a dress shirt to be Pitbull. I feel like it's like a funny bit on TikTok as is. And I've seen people go to concerts dressed as Pitbull. But shout out to the UK because, oh my God, Manchester, the entire pit is full of Pitbulls. Like
tickets,
everybody has a white button-up shirt, a bald cap, and then like the big black sunglasses that Pitbull wears.
Do we get a reaction from Pitbull? Do we know? Oh, we do know what he thought.
He loves it.
Really?
Not only is Pitbull iconic, he's also adorable. Okay, I want to be friends with this man or for him to be my dad or something. I don't know.
What?
I love him. He made a comment on it, obviously, especially after this Manchester concert. People are like, what do you like? You're looking out at a crowd of yourself, basically. People dressed up as you. And he said, every time I'm at a show, I let them know that when you put on a bald cap, I hope you're ready to have the time of your lives. It feels deeper than just music.
Aww.
He thinks it's really sweet. He's like, it's like the ultimate trophy to go out on stage and then not only have people like cheering and screaming and singing along, but then everybody's dressed up as you too.
Can we start doing this for like other artists as well? Like instead of like dressing really nice, like that's how concerts have been, is like you're supposed to like dress really nice, right?
Yeah, because like, people are like, oh, I want the cute Instagram picture.
But what if we started like, I don't know, dressing like, what if we went to the Taylor Swift Eras to, we redid this, but instead of dressing nice or instead of dressing as an era, we got the blonde wig on, red lipstick, and then we all decided to wear like, I've got a lot going on right now at the moment, or whatever shirt that it said.
You just want to draw Post Malone tattoos on your face.
Yes, I want to go to a Post Malone concert, drink some beer, and have some tattoos on.
Okay, then just do it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Can I be a Karen about our trash?
I think we need some context, maybe.
Not the trash here at work. I am talking about the trash at home. This morning I was getting ready for work and I could tell the trash people, what are they called?
Like the people that come pick up your trash?
They have a title.
Sanitation crew? I don't know.
We're coming around to pick up the trash, right? And I could hear it. The thing is, next door, they had their internet down or something. They had like the internet provider up on the up on like the little, I don't know, car thing up in like the power
in
line.
In the air?
He was up by the power line.
Okay.
Okay. And then there was another car holding up the road with the flashing lights, kind of like saying like, I've got to park here, even though you can't technically park there.
Yeah.
Okay. So when they came around to go pick up the trash, they picked up that neighbor's trash, but because that second car, which shouldn't have been in the road in the first place, was right by our driveway and by our trash, when they came around to go pick up our, they couldn't. They drove right past. Again, they couldn't. I understand that. It's technically the internet people's fault. And so I'm like, do I have the right to call the city and be like, hey, I'll know tonight if they didn't pick up our trash. If I should call them tomorrow and be like, hey, they didn't pick up our trash. Not their fault. It's the internet people's fault who came and fixed the internet. But I want our trash picked up. That's not our fault. Do I have a right to be in a Karen?
I don't know. It sounds like you're just tattling to your mom and dad. Because like, it's awkward because then it's like, okay, is the city going to go to the service provider and be like, no, 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 you can't do that. Go pick it up.
Well, then I'm going to leave my trash outside their building.
Oh, my God.
The internet provider.
That's Karen of you.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I have a question about one of our trees outside. So yesterday, you were like, oh, my gosh, they're here to water them. Our little baby trees that mm-hmm. the city planted a year ago, probably. Yeah. They're out there just hosing them down. But it appears the farthest one away from us has a pink scarf tied on it. What does that mean? There's no leaves on it. Honestly, it's the saddest looking tree, unfortunately. But why did they put... It's like a... It's not a flag, but they have like pink ribbon tied around it.
Do you think what I think is going to happen?
Is this the end? That's what I'm wondering. She's bare bones.
Why do I feel like I want to cry right now?
I can't remember what I named that one.
Well, please think of us and our tree that we so dearly loved because we forgot its name.
Yeah, I don't know. She kind of got a thick bottom, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, man, I wish I had that.
I don't know what to feel. I feel a lot of emotions right now. Well, I have an official answer as to what's going on with our tree.
Is she...
It's not good.
Oh, no, God. Okay, well, cue Sarah McLachlan.
It's not great. So there's a pink scarf is what I'm calling it on one of the baby trees outside of Z102.9. Kyle, great friend of the show. He called and you had to step out of the studio. So I wanted to break the news to you. It's not good. He said that pink means digging or excavating. They're going to dig her up.
Why?
They're going to dig the tree up.
Is it because you said she's already dry looking?
I think she's dead. But he said
should
that
we fight for her. Should we just go stand in front of it? Oh, and if you're going to take her, you're going to take those girls in the afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to stand in front of it and hold hands.
He said and they'll be like, all right, we'll take you two fools too.
Honestly, I'd be down. I want to know where they're taking the tree.
You know what? Me too.
He said they might replace her though. But that he did, Kyle said we should have a service.
Yes, we will.
So
we'll figure out when that is on our show. Don't you worry.
Prepare a speech, and I guess we could protest too. And stand,
I am down for protesting.
Stand in front of it. So I've kind of noticed recently Destiny has been wearing like sports team baseball hats.
Yeah, I wore a Cardinals one yesterday.
And
I got a Vikings one.
I don't really think much of it because I'm like, oh, honestly, her hair is probably just dirty because that's what. It means when I wear a hat.
That's what it was. I don't want to wash my hair right
now. Yeah, it's my hair wash day. But then I was scratching my head a little bit yesterday because during the show, you kept trying to say a free throw was a three fro.
Yeah. Well, I thought they were three fros because I thought they were 3 points.
Right.
Is that not what
that is not correct.
How many points are they?
They're worth 1 point. But oftentimes you get two chances.
So there's no
shoot.
Three in that at all.
There's not. I don't believe so.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. Clearly, you don't like. We know you don't know about sports.
No.
But oh my God, like you really don't know about sports. So are you valid in wearing these sports team like fan gear items, or is that not allowed? I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, I wear University of Iowa football. Out like shirts. I've got a hat. I've got Cardinals hat. I've got a Cardinals shirt, Vikings hat, shirts. But even the other night, I think I had a brain fart, but maybe it was not a brain fart. I had to ask my boyfriend, neighbor man, I go, wait a minute, who's the head coach for University of Iowa?
Oh, that's so dubious.
I swear to God, I think it was a brain fart, but Kirk, that's his name.
You are so lucky.
I almost call it Hayden.
But... reach over and knock you out right now. You've started quite the conversation, Destiny, which is, can you wear sports gear as a fake fan? Not even just a fake fan, though. Like, you don't know anything about sports.
I got nothing up there in my brain about sports.
And that's fine, but you don't need... It's not like you don't watch sports at home because Neighborman's not into it, your boyfriend.
Mm-mm.
So it's like, what are you wearing that St. Louis Cardinals hat for?
I like it. And I like, my dad liked the team.
Oh.
So I just like the team as well.
Okay. I'm here for it. I'm all about a little fashion statement. I'm not going to ask you who plays for them because I don't know either. I have no idea. So I'm thinking like, why don't we ask some dudes who get like really fired up
about sports.
So I thought, why not start with the most gentle answer you're probably going to get from Chris Jackson, who's on our sister station, X107.5. We're going to call and bother him and ask, can you wear sports fan gear if you don't know anything about sports?
All right. So I have the same beliefs about if you're going to wear a sport team outfit, a jersey, a hat or something like that. It's the same thing if you wear a band T-shirt, right? You need to be able to name at least one player on the team if you're going to be out there repping that team. Same thing. If you're going to wear a Def Leppard shirt, Taylor, you got to be able to name at least one song.
Why is Taylor getting dragged into this?
It's not even about me.
I don't know. I swear, or was it you, Destiny, that wore the Def Leppard shirt? I don't know. I wore a Sublime shirt,
and I can't name one song from Sublime.
Exactly. So don't wear Sublime and don't wear Packers gear if you can't even name. Who's your favorite team?
It was Cardinals, and is Yachty still on the team? Oh my God. Molina, right? I don't know. I don't know.
What type of sports is that?
Cardinals? Baseball.
Yeah.
I at least know that.
You sure about that? All right.
You have a good point. I mean, can I really wear sports gear, whether that is like a hat, beanie, or even like a t-shirt, when I know deadly squat about sports?
Like, get confused about is a touchdown in baseball type confused about sports is what we're talking
like
here.
Is it disrespectful to the athletes? Is it disrespectful to coaches? Is it disrespectful to people who are true fans, like our brothers over at 1600 ESPN?
Our brothers.
Well, yeah, what else are they? Yeah.
So you had an idea of asking them what they think, because obviously that's their job. They talk mm-hmm. about sports all day. They know probably what's cool and what's not. Let's begin with you, Scott. Is it okay for Destiny to wear sports fan gear as somebody who knows nothing about sports?
I think you can, because you're just showing your true fandom.
Okay.
Out there, right?
Yeah.
I think you can. I've seen many other people that know less about sports than you do wearing sports paraphernalia.
Now, so, does it make you mad seeing me in the building with a Cardinals hat knowing I don't know nothing about baseball?
No.
Really? Okay, then I'm going to keep doing it.
Does it make you... Well, because, no, you know what I've done is I've worn Yankees hats.
Yeah.
And I'm questioning that because I don't even know what kind of hats I'm wearing around. And every time I walk by, you go, Yankees? And
well, like, it depends on what team you like.
Oh, so if it's somebody you hate, then it's diabolical.
That, yes.
Okay.
That could influence things.
Okay.
It could influence things. But even if you know nothing about it, just pretend like you know something about it.
Okay. I can do that.
I think they throw touchdowns in baseball.
Oh, no. I mean, I can only fake it till I make it so much. And you too, clearly.
Uh-huh.
That's where it gets dicey, though. I'm like, how are we all supposed to know which teams people hate?
Right.
Am I going to get trashed on? Well, you know what? The one thing I do know is, like, Iowa State around Eastern Iowa is maybe a little dicey.
That's why I don't do that.
That's about all I know. Okay, so that is one perspective. Now let's ask Spencer, also from our brother station, 1600 ESPN. Is it cool if Destiny wears sports gear as somebody that doesn't know anything about sports?
That's tough. I know it can be like kind of like a cool thing to wear. Uh-huh. Like, I don't have a problem with it necessarily, but I mean, as a sports radio host, like, I try to wear clothing of teams that I'm at least familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life. I'm not going to say, no, you can't.
But does it tick you off?
It kind of does. Yes, it does.
Well, it's like, you know, everybody always says, if you have a band tee on, name five songs.
Right.
We're like, is it the same for sports people?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of mansplaining that could go on from guys to girls and stuff. But yeah. So, but I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I just know
that every time I wear my Cardinals hat, I am just making his blood boil.
Who are the Cardinals playing tonight? I'll give you
Cubs. I don't know.
Nope.
That's the only other team I know. The Yankees.
No.
The Dodgers.
Nope.
The Rams.
The Rams are not a baseball team.
See, and now we're done here. So we've talked to lots of guys about wearing sports gear when you don't really know about sports? Are you satisfied with your answers? Like,
I don't know. Like, Chris said no. Spencer was kind of like, yeah, no. And then Scott was, yeah. So it's like, where are we at with this?
I, too, am a little bit conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, we have Kyle on the phone. What do you think? Can Destiny wear sports gear if she doesn't really know anything about sports?
No, it's one of those things is if they don't know, the person who's wearing the gear doesn't know the sports team or any terminology or anything like that. It's because that team is something in their memory that brings them back to good times.
That is the best point anybody's made yet.
You know what? I like that. Because that's why I like to wear my Cardinals stuff, is because that's what my family always loves to do when we're together, is go to a Cardinals game. Do I understand anything when I watch it? No. But I like to
go. I'm thinking about hot dogs.
Exactly. It's like, you know, you don't have to know the entire Cardinals team to know, go over and watch a Cardinals game.
Exactly.
You go there, you enjoy the event, you go home. You have a great memory.
That Cardinals
have for you is a great memory for you with your family.
Well, where were you when we were debating this the whole hour? Oh my God, I almost cried because I thought today was Friday.
Don't do that.
I just want to go home early.
Yeah, I think it's something about like the summery weather,
mm-hmm.
seeing like kids not in school, college kids home from college.
That you just want to leave work early on a Friday.
Like, why can't I just like mm-hmm. take a little break and, I don't know, enjoy my summer, God forbid.
Well, you could do that if you join our clockout club.
It's official. There's a name for it, which means it is official.
It's coming from Those Girls Incorporated. Of course it's official.
Yeah, the clockout club. We created this to help you convince your boss to let you leave a little bit early so that you can actually enjoy your summer. And if it has a name on it, it sounds legit and your boss is going to listen.
You're right. Anything with a name on it, your boss suddenly will listen.
Well, if you're like, hey, Tim, do you mind if I sneak out an hour early? He's going to be like, no, get back to work.
But if you're like, hey, Tim, I want to join the clockout club with those girls in the afternoon.
I mean, then what's that, Tim? Oh, wait, I'm Tim. What's that, Jerry?
Your acting skills are really bad.
Sorry. What's that, Jerry?
Why is my name Jerry? Anyways, Tim, it's a way for you people to enjoy their summer, for them to hang out with their friends, their family, or to just go out and enjoy a patio, God forbid.
Okay, so I'm going to let you leave early, and what do I get out of it?
A shout out on the radio?
What?
Yeah. On Z102.9,
what?
To be exact.
That's my favorite radio station.
Wow, Tim's got good taste.
Tim's got great taste. No, but seriously, if you convince your boss to let you leave early, you and your coworkers go out for a drink, or you just head home and sit in the garage and drink a beer, we want to hear about it on our text line, on our socials. And if you tell us what company you work for, we'll then shout you out on the radio as being part of the official Clockout Club.
And if your boss name is Tim, we will send you that audio in case you need it for any reason.
Definitely.
Because I feel like that will help you win your case.
It totally will. And if you want a place to come hang out, next Friday is our first official stop.
Here's what's hot.
And what's not.
Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I know we talked last hour about how you don't know anything about sports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share with you some sports news that you are going to be excited about, okay?
I don't know if I believe you, but I'm here for this.
Okay, so we're going to enter the baseball world. In baseball, obviously, you have minor leagues and you have major leagues, right? We have the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Minor league Colonels?
Correct.
Okay. But I'm doing good.
They have...
Is major Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So each minor league...
Is this a quiz?
Is, well, it could be.
Okay.
Each minor league team has a major league that they like feed to, they're affiliated with, that if they do really well...
Shoot, I know what the Cardinals is, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. Is it the Red Sox? No. Who is it?
No, it is not. Normally, it's somewhere close, and Boston is across the country. So the Cedar Who's Rapids ours? Colonels are affiliated with the Minnesota Twins.
That one makes sense.
So, you know, if they're like doing really great, and this is in dummy terms, they get moved up. Like when you get moved up from JV to varsity in high school.
Yeah. So a Colonels player can go to Minnesota?
Absolutely.
I had no idea.
That's why they're affiliated. So I have to talk about someone who has been what they called calling up in baseball. The Washington Nationals are calling up Bruce the Bat Dog. So.
Who?
Bruce the Bat Dog.
Okay.
Now, that's not some fancy name for a pitcher out there. It's an actual dog.
Oh, I thought it was someone's rap name. Okay.
I do like that, too. He's a golden retriever. Bruce has been working in the minor leagues. He has since last September. He worked for the minor league team, the Rochester Red Wings.
Okay.
But he is being called up to the Washington Nationals, baby. He's making his major league debut.
Why?
On Saturday. Because he's the bat dog. So, in baseball.
Since when do we have dogs in baseball?
Well, this is not normal. He's the first dog in the major leagues. So, I want you to picture.
Is he the first dog in minor, too?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, probably. I mean, this is not a normal thing. When the batters are done hitting the ball, right? They normally toss the bat to the side because they don't want to run the bases with the bat. Usually, somebody will grab the bat so nobody trips and gets hurt. Bruce's job is to go chase the bat, pick it up.
Who trained Bruce?
I don't know. And he brings it back to the dugout.
Why? Do the Colonels have... I've been to a Colonels game and I've never seen a dog. They need to get a dog stat.
I want this to now be a regular thing in baseball.
I would be going to games all the time.
So would I.
If you had a dog on the field or even a cat. Now, the cat can't do much, but...
A cat could rake the field. You know they like move the dirt around?
No, I know, but how is a cat going to do that?
It's going to dig in the sand by the pitching mound.
Okay.
Ask me for more ideas.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, hire Taylor for that.
Call me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
All right, forgive me for being a dummy dum-dum-dum, but I have a serious question about baseball that is taking over my life after watching, I don't know, 2 TikToks today. And that is, why do the coaches wear the uniforms? Have you noticed this?
You're right.
Dude, everybody has the uniform on. I have a hard time. And then it made me think back to, like, even when I was at the University of Iowa, the couple of baseball games I went to, I was like, wait a minute. He don't look like he's in college. You know what I mean? I'm like, why is everybody wearing the uniform, even if they're coaching? Or I think even the managers do.
Stupid question.
This is a safe space.
I'm being serious. Like in football, I know you have to have a certain amount of people on the field, right? Is that a rule? Or did I just
You can only have a certain amount.
So I'm assuming for baseball, you have to have a certain amount of players. Like what if one by one, they all got knocked in the head by a baseball?
Okay.
And so is that why the coach wears the uniform in case he has to go to bat? Like, is he allowed to go to bat?
I don't think so. I think that takes away from being the coach.
Oh, I didn't know. Maybe that's why. You know, be prepared for the job you might have to do.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Because that's the only thing I could think of. Because, like, I remember in school, my coaches always dressed nice. And even I coached college and high school cheerleading, and we were always told to dress nice. It wasn't, you're also wearing a cheerleading uniform.
See, that's what I'm saying. Imagine this for other sports. Kirk Ferentz, full pads.
No,
that seems wrong to me.
Who's the wrestling coach? Imagine him in like a...
Tom Brands?
Is that his name? I don't know.
In a singlet? I mean, I'm not going to judge.
I just don't understand. Now you made me wonder. I'm going to go with, it's in case they all get knocked in the head with the baseball. And so they're ready to go. Put me in, coach. Oh, wait, I'm coach. I'm going in.
But I am the coach.
I've noticed lately that my Apple Watch has gotten into a serious problem where I normally get it on around about 9:30 in the morning on my wrist. And then it's about this time in the show that it's already done.
Like it's dead.
I could tell you. I think it's at, we're lucky it's at 28% right now. And that's shocking because it's usually dead by now, which is so annoying because I like to get those notifications from text messages from people or, you know, emails or whatever it may be. But also just because it would be nice to track my health and like,
yeah,
you know, if I'm working out or if I'm getting steps in, it'd be nice to get that all the way up until I go to bed. But lately my... it's like done by 5 o'clock. And I'm like, just because you're done doesn't mean I'm done.
Right. So clearly the battery is like,
yeah,
running low.
And there's two people in this situation. There's one that's like, just replace the battery. And there's the other one that's like, let's get a whole new watch. Which one do you think I am? And which one do you think is my boyfriend neighbor man?
Ooh. I mean, you like new things, but also I could see you being like, I don't want to spend that much money. So I'm going to say your new battery.
No.
Oh.
He's new battery. He's like, let's just get you a new battery. And I'm like, oh, so you're going to dissect this thing? Because I'm not.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's not just like pop out a double A.
No. Not like, you know, your TV remotes. I want to just get a whole new Apple Watch. I'm like, this is clearly a sign from up from the Apple gods above us that I need to get a new watch.
How old is the watch?
Old. What series is this? Hold on.
I don't know.
Like, it's like Series 6. Series 6. And what are they on, like, 12 now?
Oh, I think no idea.
I'm due for a new one.
And how much is a battery? I wonder how much a battery is.
Okay. At that point, is the battery, like, going to be more than what a new Apple Watch is?
Right.
That's the same thing with old TVs. Like, if an old TV starts to crap out, at that point, just go to Walmart and get a new, you know, flat-screen TV because they're so dirt cheap now.
This is the problem I had with my... laptop. It was like, is it going to be more for me to replace the motherboard than it is to just get a new laptop?
And it was going to be cheaper to just get a whole new laptop, wasn't it?
It was. And I ended up with neither. So I hope you have a better time than I do.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells. The few that showed up today. Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
And honestly, this is the only gift my dad's getting for Father's Day. Well, it's your fault living in Texas.
Okay, you know what? You do have a point there.
Father's Day is this weekend. Now, did we do a trivia question about Father's Day only so we could play George Michael? You're absolutely freaking right.
I can't stop listening to that. It's all over my For You page.
We discovered that Taylor and I are like oddly like obsessed with that song.
Well, because I just imagine hot men. That's
dancing to it.
That's what the videos are on TikTok. So I'm sorry if you grew up to that song and it like means a lot to you. It doesn't.
It just, doesn't to us. It's just hot men.
Yeah.
To that song.
Yeah. Sorry, George Michael. I'm sure that was not your intention at all.
Other people were like, yeah. George, that song, that father figure song meant a lot to me. And we're over here like, it means hot men.
Like, I'll watch all the thirst traps. It's cool with me.
We're a disgrace. Anyways, tonight's trivia question in honor of fathers out there. 90% of young adults never saw their dad do this while growing up. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. That's all. I don't know what else I was going to say.
Say
I don't either.
90% of young adults never saw their dad do this while growing up. What is it?
I started thinking about my dad. I'm like, what did I never see him do?
He's not doing a thirst trap, is he?
I can say confidently I've never seen my dad take a thirst trap, and I would like to go my whole life without seeing that. That is kind of cringy to think about. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Get ready to be sick of George Michael.
Dude.
You can't get it over this song.
They always say like, oh my gosh, there should be a Thanksgiving song. There should be like a Father's Day song. There you go. I can't name any other song that should be played more on Father's Day.
And we're really obsessed with that song right now.
We are celebrating.
We're several years late, okay? We get it. Don't judge us.
I wasn't alive, okay? I don't think I was alive.
I wasn't even alive yet. Don't judge me.
Wait, when did that song come out?
I don't know.
Like the 80s?
Don't.
Keep
we're
talking.
We're gonna sound so stupid. We are ticking people off right now.
Isn't it 80s?
One of them is our boss.
1987.
I wasn't born yet. I get a pass.
Me either.
Anyways.
You are not the fox.
Tonight's trivia question, whole reason we're talking about this, has to do with Father's Day, which is Sunday, by the way. 90% of young adults never saw their dad do this while growing up. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Deb said cry.
Did I see my dad cry?
Dads are like stone fortresses, and it is hard to see them break down.
Maybe I saw him at a funeral.
That's the only thing I can think of, maybe. Even, I'm so serious when I tell you that we were on a beach vacation. My dad broke his wrist bad.
And he still did it?
It was hanging out the socket, and no. This man did not cry. I'm not kidding. It's crazy.
But you have those moments where you could tell they want to cry, but they're like trying to be all tough, you know?
No.
Oh, okay. My sister's wedding, I felt like I could tell my dad wanted to cry.
Okay, you got me there. Uh-huh. He cried at my sister's wedding.
He didn't, though, but I could tell. I could tell he wanted to. He was just being really quiet. I was like, should I try to break him?
No. Yeah, my dad, when he gave his speech, instead of crying, he made a joke that every time he would say, thank you for coming. So he'd be like, and I'm just so, thank you guys for coming. It was perfect. It was great.
99.30 said swear. I think I heard my dad say one swear word one time. My dad used to play softball with his buddies and stuff. And I think I heard him say it one time when they were like losing a game. And I was like, what? And that was it.
Can't really.
And that's why I'm a sailor now. You know
what I mean? How much time do we have? I heard a lot and I'm a sailor. So I don't know.
He was creating his own swear words.
Correct. He was. He got creative with it. 1125 said make dinner.
That's all my dad did. Well, no, correction. There was a lot of times that I, because he was a single dad.
Yeah. Okay?
So he had to make the dinner. But there was a lot of times I'd be like, Dad, McDonald's tonight?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was a sucker. We were a McDonald's number one fan.
Oh, 100%. My dad would cook, and he definitely was the grill master. But you knew if mom was gone for the night, that's when you were like, Dad,
McDonald's.
I'm thinking pizza.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, well, yeah, sure. Where should we order from?
Yeah, our dinners were Hamburger Helpers, Jack's, and McDonald's.
The trifecta.
The daddy meal.
Yeah. Yes.
90% of young adults never saw their dad do this while growing up. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
I can't believe your dad didn't cry.
When?
When he, like, busted his wrist.
He's like the Hulk. It's insane.
Does he turn green?
No, but he did swear a lot.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9. Who would have thought that Taylor and I would be jamming out to
George Michael. My dad is proud. I do think. I think that George Michael sang my parents' first dance song. Not in person.
Was it Father Figure?
Yeah, I don't believe that was the one.
Can you imagine?
Dad, let me know.
Dad, tell me it was Father Figure.
Was it George Michael?
Oh, my God. Tell me it was Father Figure.
I don't think so, but that would be iconic.
Can you imagine your mom's mom being like,
she would be like, yeah, go.
Young love.
You know?
Young love. Now you make me want to do Father Finger.
I'm saying, do whatever you want.
Tonight's trivia question. 90% of young adults never saw their dad do this while growing up. What is it?
The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
90% of young adults say they never saw their dad make a bed while growing up.
Not true. But I'm going to defend my dad right now. Because my mom is a very particular woman, okay? Kris Jenner likes her bed to look like it's straight out of Better Homes and Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not karate chopping the pillows correctly, there's no point in him doing it. So I'm going to defend him and say he probably didn't make the bed as much because it wasn't up to mom's standards.
Yeah, if you don't karate chop it right,
I'm the same way. I yell at Curly.
I yell at Neighbor Man. I'm like, that is not karate chopped correctly.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, it's not centered correctly. What in the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
Who taught you to make a bed? He's like, I made a bed normally with just one pillow and one blanket.
They're just not used to the 16 throw pillows that we prefer.
And 16 blankies.
I'm so sorry, Dad.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.